Lady's Maid by Margaret Forster. Read by Carol Boyd. Part 1. 1844 to 1846. Chapter 1. Wilson sat up very straight. This was the first letter she had ever written in her life, and she wished it to be correct in every particular. The inkwell, Mother's parting gift, and purchased with some difficulty, had travelled with her. It was made of glass, with a hinged lid. The ink itself had travelled separately, tightly stoppered in a small bottle, and wrapped for extra security in a piece of green felt. The felt was now spread out, with the inkwell resting upon it, so that should there be any spillages, no harm would be done. Taking care to allow the surplus ink to drip off her nib, at last she wrote, "Dear Mother." "Dear Mother, we left from the Unicorn Inn at 5 in the morning in a coach. I was well wrapped up, and though the air was raw, not in the least chilled, and by 9, when the sun had broken through, I removed my heavy shawl, the same which you, dear Mother, knitted for me, so you can be assured I did not suffer. At 10, we made a stop, Mrs. Maria Barrett pronouncing she was suffering agony from backache. And so we pulled up at an inn, whereof I have forgot the name." Wilson paused. It seemed important, so early in her chronicle, to be exact. Mother had begged her to write down every detail, swearing nothing was too trivial for her and Ellen and May and Fanny to want to know. She could see them now in her head, reading this letter when it arrived so many times they would almost memorize it.